It's All Things Considered on 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Tonight and tomorrow, the Columbus Symphony takes on the Underground Railroad. They're performing Sanctuary Road, an oratorio based on the writings of Underground Railroad conductor William Still. The piece traces the path and struggles of three runaway slaves. It's written by the Pulitzer Prize-winning librettist Mark Campbell, and he joins me now. Mark, tell us a little bit more about Still.
He published a book that chronicled all of the slaves that he helped get to freedom. And I started reading it, and I said, oh, this is such rich material for an oratorio on this subject. And I also just wanted to honor a person who was actually there and who recorded all all of the ways he got people to freedom.
Beyond Still, there are three main characters. There's Ellen Craft, Henry Brown, and Clarissa Davis. And they escape slavery through different means, one by disguising herself, one by hiding himself in a crate, the third by boat. Are these based on real people?
Yes, absolutely. I knew where to steal from William Still. They're brilliant accounts, and what I loved about them is first of all, how far people would go to achieve freedom. These slaves knew that this would be their only chance, and they were willing to put their lives at risk to just be free, the things that we take for granted. And so I loved, their ingenuity, that that Henry Box Brown decided to mail himself to Philadelphia in a box. I thought that was brilliant. There was a combination of in all of the characters that I chose for this. I loved seeing how they chose to survive.
Many are marking this year as the 400th anniversary of the slave trade in America. How do you feel the themes of Sanctuary Road resonate today as our country continues to struggle to reconcile with the legacy of slavery?
You kind of answered that question because we are still struggling, and I think it's important that we keep having works of art in this country that deal with slavery, with racism. It's a terrible, legacy that we have in this country that we have to deal with, and we can't hide it. We can't ignore it. The only way we can go forward is to constantly expose it, to discuss it. We have to keep writing about it because it has to constantly be dealt with in this country. My greatest hope is that going forward, we identify William Still as a great American hero because that's precisely what he was.
As a white man, did you ever feel any hesitance telling a story that some might say isn't yours to tell?
Of course I did. When Paul said, let's write an oratorio about the Underground Railroad, I said, I don't know if I can do that. And the reason I chose William Still is because it is through his story. I'm honoring his story. And I insisted that we have the soloists played by African Americans. I could not have a white person coming out singing about slavery. That would be ludicrous and offensive. So I did hesitate, but once I found this way into the story and knew that I could honor this incredible man and what he wrote and the people he saves people, I thought, I can make a hero of this, and I'm happy to write it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for talking with me today, Mark.
Sure. I hope I didn't blather too much, but